From the protectors of the internet, the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, it's the PKO Podcast with Carl and Dana.
Welcome to the PKO Podcast, presented by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. I'm Carl.
And I am Dana. Today, we're super excited. I'm always super excited. That's how I open these intros, right?
Always.
But I am, because October is Wisconsin's Keeping Kids Safe Online Month.
Wait a minute. For one... So, just to let everybody know, we're going to be releasing one episode every Tuesday. We usually go every other week, so we're going to release one episode every Tuesday.
For the month of October.
For the month of October, for Internet Safety Month.
Correct.
Joke of the day every single
week. Oh my gosh, I'm not ready for that. Maybe our guests will have a joke of the day, perhaps. So today, actually, we are in conjunction with this, starting with our Wisconsin October Keeping Kids Safe Online Month, we are also announcing kind of officially our partnership between the Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. And so today we have with us two of our colleagues from the Department of Public Instruction to join us on the podcast. Welcome, Chad and Janice, and thank you so much for joining us today.
It's very nice to be here.
Thanks. So we want to kind of dive in and talk about some new resources that we are collaborating with you guys on, and how we can share those with educators and community members that are out there looking for safety information. So do you maybe want to introduce what's available and what's new for those resources?
Yeah, for sure. So we have, again, partnered with the Department of Justice to create resources for schools. And we created a website that has a lot of different resources. We lead a connected life in an always-on environment. We're using technology every single day, whether we're in schools or outside of schools. And it's just become a huge part of our everyday life. And as we increase the use of technology in classrooms for assignments and projects and things, and we're teaching those skills, it's really important that kids know how to use digital tools smart and responsibly. So what we did is we kind of, there's so many tools and resources out there. So we tried to collaborate to bring a lot of those pieces together and make it easy for schools, teachers, parents to access, to be able to have a collection of all of these tools in one place. And for us to be able to also pull in from the Department of Justice. They have a great collection of tools as well. And so we were able, through our partnership, to be able to pull those right into our website. This website is based on and really pointed at a lot of different stakeholders, everywhere from parents and educators to students and administrators. We're really looking at providing information about everything from cyberbullying to digital citizenship to social media, student safety, privacy, those types of things. A few things that you'll find on this website will be what parents should look for when we're talking about cyberbullying. What does it look like? What they can look like, what they can see in their kids, as well as where can we report those things?
Mm-hmm. Like red flags, indicators, what you can do.
For sure, mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll also find what it means to be a digital citizenship for today's students. They're using technology on a daily basis. What does it look like to be responsible and using those in a healthy way? You'll also, for educators, they'll find lesson plans, things that they can implement right into their classroom, things that other classrooms have used, as well as videos that actually show teachers unfolding these. They've actually videotaped the lessons and how they've gone and have some reaction to those things as well.
Super cool.
I think that's pretty important because a couple episodes ago when we had the teenagers on, when we were interviewing them, a lot of times the teachers are given their instruction and the kids are going underneath the desk or whatever they're doing. I don't know if you guys listen to it.
Snapchatting during the...
But yeah, they're Snapchatting during class,
right,
while the teacher... And there's a no cell phone usage. You know, so that's awesome to have that to give the teachers some sort of direction, I guess, on how to maybe combat that or different tactics on how to implement different things into
or
their
even
lessons.
What's worked and what hasn't worked for other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Definitely. And I think even taking that one step further, for teachers to be able to see that, we don't want this to be seen as something extra. Teachers are already, I mean, me coming from the classroom, I understand how short we are on time. So giving them direct access to lesson plans that they can implement today instead of having to, you know, take so much time to implement these into the things that they're doing. We want to make sure that it's that that ease of inclusion exists as well. So it's very important. And social media, I mean, with the increase of social media and different apps that are coming out, we highlight in the website some of the more common apps that kids are using nowadays. I mean, there's things that exist that I had no idea what they were until I started doing research for this project. Mm-hmm. And it blows my mind. But there's a lot of safety features and, you know, locations and those types of things that you can add and subtract from those are very important to make sure that we're aware of as parents and educators when we're using these things in the classroom and in our house. I think we highlight also this podcast series because it's pretty phenomenal.
Thanks.
There's a lot of really good information there. So we have a direct link actually embedded right in that site because there's a lot of really good information that teachers can bring right into the classroom.
Absolutely. And so before we get too far, I guess, let's plug the website so we
absolutely
can get people there. Yep.
We
have it linked on our website and we'll post it with this stuff on Facebook and our social media when we post it too. But if people are wanting to make notes, where do they go?
So there is a direct link that you can find on the Department of Public Instruction Information Media Technology website, or they can go to dpi.wi.gov/internet-safety, and that will take them straight to that page.
Excellent. Okay. And I have been to this page. There is a tremendous amount of information. You guys have gathered so much and organized it so well for people. So, I mean, if whatever they're looking for, I mean, even like identity theft and, you know, I think there was even like some data breach information on there, if I remember right, along with a lot of this stuff. So whatever people are kind of looking for, I think this is a great place to start, and then maybe we'll kick them to a different resource from there.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a resource that's never going to be done. We'll continue to get feedback from people that are using it, as well as adding to calendars of events. There's a calendar of events that you'll find on there that highlights events all over the state in communities and schools, and we'll continue to add to those as well.
So, excellent. The website again?
It is dpi.wi.gov/internet-safety.
That's almost easier to remember than ours.
It is not.
ProtectKidsOnline.wi.gov. That's real. Yeah, I have a hard time remembering that.
All right. So we're doing this for the whole month. Let's talk a little bit about what that month looks like as we're rolling this out to the state.
Sure. Just a quick note as far as where this is positioned within our work. So we have a state digital learning plan for all schools as well, kind of a roadmap for our states. And this really is a significant role. We talk about data privacy and digital citizenship. We also are going to be refreshing our information technology literacy standards with up-to-date wording and terminology for schools. But this month really is a kickoff to awareness for how schools need to implement this across all roles within a school, all curricular areas, PBIS, parent and community engagement components. So as Chad talks about kind of what the month is, our goal again is to just make sure that kids are making safe, smart, and ethical decisions online, but also the digital world that they live in is taking them into a space that we didn't grow up into. So when we talk about being safe, it is financial, it is health, it's relationships, it's interactions, but it's also how to present yourself professionally online, how to understand the dangers of being online. So as Chad talks again about what's going on each month, this is within the larger context of our digital learning plan.
Wonderful.
Excellent. The website, one more time.
It is dpi.wi.gov/internet-safety.
And you can always catch ours at protectkidsonline.wi.gov, and we link over to theirs as well. Stay tuned through the rest of the month. We're going to be talking more in depth about some of this stuff and working with DPI through a couple more specialized podcast episodes.
And
stay safe.